Doctor, are there extraterrestrials?
Yes, not only extraterrestrials, but ultra-terrestrials. And my follow-up to your model there is with the expansion of consciousness, there are these higher vibratory states that are not within the conventional electromagnetic spectrum or the material world that we tap into. And if we reach the right resonance, we can actually see these forms momentarily. Sometimes these are called light beings or spirit guides or other levels of meta-intelligence, but they're there. And they do exist within a unique reality of their own.
All right. We're saying the word extraterrestrials. Is that perhaps not accurate? I mean, when the audience thinks of ET, they think of from another physical star system somewhere, some other planet. Is that necessarily so? Or
in conventional terminology that Alan Hynek and the classical experts, ET would be in some other part of the universe or planetary system apart from our Mother Earth. In the Spielberg film Close Encounters of the Third Kind, closes with that amazing scene of trying to send out musical signals or vibrations to make contact with the ET.
That's right.
He uses a different syntax, namely a language that transcends what we normally use or think of.
Universal.
Right.
Music is math, and that's universal. Probably.
I've been working with the signals of music, not only with land targets throughout the world with the use of remote sensing, remote viewing, but also with off-planetary intelligence. And in the process of our work, we've actually been able to map out some of the signal ranges of other life systems, of which we've cataloged more than 57 of these so-called ETs, or extraterrestrial civilizations.
All right. Again, my question, are these beings, you believe, on other planets, in other star systems, or are they in the same physical plane with us, but another dimension? That's what I'm trying to get clear.
In your use of the terminology, they're different from those in our same dimension, which I call metaterrestrials as opposed to extraterrestrials. Extraterrestrials are those outside of our planetary system.
But through a changing vibrational level, you're able to reach both?
Yes.
Boy, it must be confusing, differentiating, understanding what you're in communication with. How do you do that?
Well, this is the whole challenge of life and why you have eyes to see, you have other areas of identification to correlate with the entities or the life forms that you're making contact with. We're working, my colleagues and I, with the cosmic syntax to try to put face and life form together with the language or the vibrations that we associate with these different life forms. In my experience, I saw a vast universe of which there were literally scores of different levels of intelligence all operating on a different frequency. And my work has been to try to put the cosmic syntax together.
What is the nature of the communication that you do have, for example, just give me an example, with a species? Are you able to interact? Are you able to ask questions? Are you simply able to discern? I'm trying to understand the nature of the communication that you receive.
Well, let's start with square one. Some time after my experience, I worked with my late colleague, Dr. Andre Buharich, who was a noted paraphysicist, and using a Faraday cage, which is a special room that's shielded from electromagnetic static and interference, we were able to establish communications between alleged ET sources and mental sensitives who were inside the Faraday cage, and map out through truth tables and through various questions certain responses, and gradually build a database suggesting that there were some levels of intelligence that could be called trickster or definitely not true, not correct in their assertions, and those who were logical, correct, and did want to help us with information that could be correlated outside the Faraday cage.
Okay, that's a lot. The Faraday cage would block out all the frequencies we understand that humans communicate with, right? It blocks out radio signals. It blocks out virtually everything in the electromagnetic spectrum, right?
Yes.
And so then it's more than an assumption that this communication takes place way outside that range somewhere.
Right. And the trick is here not to be, shall we say, limited by certain assumptions that the thread of consciousness coming in from some unknown source has to fall within a certain logic context of language as we know language, or musical experience as we know musical experience. What we found out is there's a type of consciousness that erupts, that breaks out, offering possibilities of matching the sensory input within one's experiment with the outer reality.
Okay, does this provide for the person doing it? Is there some way you can put words to this? I mean, are they seeing a picture? Are they having a live communication? Are they... I'm trying to put together in my mind the way the communication or the understanding comes to them that allows such a detailed... I mean, you're talking about, 37 different life forms of some sort or another.
At least. With mental sensitives, or what we would call those who are gifted with mind over matter signal ranges, there are mental pictures that come in.
Okay.
And those pictures are correlated over a period of time, over a period of sessions, and then some unique branch of or methodology of science falls into place, whether it's linguistic, neurolinguistic, whether it's musical or paraphysical, connected with musical. It's, again, this is a very difficult area to work with because, again, we're working with so many levels of experimental situations that may not prove valid.